All right, so I have to sum it up. But anyway, and then when they be done checking out, I load all the groceries up into the car, and we get the grocery shopping done early. I took all their groceries, pull up to her house. No, we pull up, we go to my house first because I knew where everything was at. So we go to my house first. I ran all our groceries into the apartment and put them all away so that my mother could sit in the car and chat and relax with her friends. I leave them in the car with the keys and the music playing. And I run the groceries up into the apartment, put all the groceries away. And then when I was done doing that, probably grab a couple things that my mother had forgot to get that she wanted from the house, from the apartment, from the house, and then I come back downstairs as fast as I could. And then I get back into the car, and now we was done with dropping off our groceries. Then I zoom all the way over to the older sister's apartment. And she needed a little bit more time. And I would be begging her to trust me, to let me run this stuff into the apartment. Just let me carry this stuff into the apartment. Don't be trying to pick this stuff up. It took so long for me to get her to just let me carry her groceries. She'd be trying to figure out how she was going to put all this stuff on her walker. I'd be like, will you please stop? That's why my mother wakes me up early to do this for you. Like, will you please stop and let me carry this stuff for you? So I'm like, she asked me to do this. So I had to figure out how over the years to get her to just let me help her because she would be doing too much anyway. She was always doing too much anyway. All these women was doing too much, period. They was always doing too much. So I carry all her stuff. So I figured out with her, she wasn't like my mother. My mother would be like, take that stuff. I'd be like, Mama, run this stuff in the house. She'd be like, bye. My mother would be like, great. Green wasn't like that. Green still wanted to have, she still wanted to carry some of her stuff. So she'd be like, look, you could put this back here. And I'd be putting bags on her walker. She'd be balancing it. And she'd be like, and then I'm gonna stroll in here. Like this. And it's wisdom. It was wisdom with that. I understand now. Because my generation of people, although willing to do, she probably didn't want to get accustomed to too many people in my age group doing everything for her. Like, so I don't think it was anything against me, but I think it was just let me keep doing all this stuff because I don't want to get so comfortable that I rely on other people thinking they're going to do this for me and they're not. And I believe that was more like what it was. So then I'd be putting all her stuff on her walker. And then everything that she didn't want on her walker, I'd carry. And I have about 20 bags in my hands. I have about 10 bags in each hand because I'd be trying to make it one trip. And out of respect, I'd be walking behind her and not in front of her because she was older than me. It would be, let's just say, it would be humbling. But it taught me patience and it taught me to continue to have respect for people that are older than you. And just because you are there, it does not mean, just because you're there doing this, it does not mean that you are better than this person because you're helping them. It does not make you better or a worse person that you have the ability to be able to help them, as was true for how she was showing us was true for her in connection with us. She just said, this is what I do. And so what I was being shown is, this is what you do. This is what you know how to do well. So this is what you get to do. And that was what I was doing. And then after I get all her groceries in the house and we put all her stuff away, my mother would still be, and my mother would be still volunteering. My mother was one of those people where it didn't matter where she was at and what was going on, if a person walked past and she had something good to say, she'd be still volunteering. That was who my mother was. So my mother could be wherever she was at, and she was either with her friends talking or finding people to strike a conversation with where they could talk about something that was beneficial. And that was how my mother was. By the time I come out there, by the time me and the older sister come back out into the apartment, now we got a bunch of friends. Because my mother then drew a crowd of people who cool. And they just want to hear us talk. So now, I done went and put all the groceries up. We come back downstairs. And now my mother then drew a crowd of people where now they all talking about something that was a higher level of a communication. And see, that's the point I guess I'm trying to say is that I learned how to be in a company of people who knew how to get a higher level of education being a standard of communication around. That's why I don't have small talk to this day. Because they'd be talking about stuff that was so beneficial that I was always around people that was talking about something that was so beneficial. It became a core value. So when people are talking about something else, I'm like, what is you talking about? And I'm not even trying to be mean. It's just I don't understand it anymore. I have to go back and humble myself, like how people will tell me to learn how to do, and humble yourself. And I gotta go back and think about before I had as a luxury that level of wisdom around just on every day. And then from there, after the grocery shopping was done, then the sister would be like, she'd look at my mother and she'd be like, Sharon, you need A, B, C, D, and E. And she would tell my mother and zip it. Don't you say nothing about it. And Cambia, punch the gas. I need to go to the bank. And I punch the gas. She write on a piece of paper what she needed. She sent me up. She took me one time up to her banker in the New Center building. One time did I go in there with her in person. And after that, she said, from here on out, they'll know it's you coming in here for me. I went up there one time with her to her banker. And she said, it's this. And they gave the money to her. And then she took my mother to get all this stuff that even my mother didn't know that she needed. And she got all the stuff for her family that even her family didn't know that she knew that they needed. And she went and got all the stuff that she didn't know, that she needed, but she was getting it. And she would give me gas money. I loved her for that. She wouldn't give me no extra. She would give me gas money, but I needed it, and that was what I needed. I needed to see this, right? I needed to see this cycle of humanities that women know how to do. That was what I needed to see. Because now I know that women do know how to do this. So when I be frustrated in dealing with people that don't know how to do this, that's why. that don't know how to have that level of love and compassion. That's all the only reason why. Because I've seen it. And I was there. You know? And then she, then we drive into Hamtramck. She run, she go into Hamtramck to the shopping mall. She get the little strip mall. She get some things for my mother there, some stuff for her family there. And we zoom back out of Hamtramck. And then we go over into, during that time, Oakland Mall. Not Oakland Mall. During that time, Oakland. It was a street, Oakland in Detroit. Had strip malls. They had stores. Now, some of y'all might remember, like, Shoppers World, stuff like that. And we run in there and run that whole line of Grand River and get a bunch of stuff for the women there. And then we come back out, and then I zoomed it back to drop the other sister off. She'd be on the way. Drop her stuff off. The other sister, she was a good person for me because she, I don't think she had things she'd be worried about, that she couldn't speak even in confidence or felt like she couldn't say compassionately towards to my mother, but she needed it, you know? And so if she communicated it to me, then I tell her I'll take care of it. And I'd be like, I'll ask my mom. And I get back and I go and then I talk to my mother about it. And I'd be like, well, you know, so and so, such is going on. And this, this, and that. And I'd be like, I want to help her. And I'd be like, but I got this many days before this. And all they need is this. What can we do? And she'd be like, well, go ahead. And she say, she opened up a wallet. She said, go ahead and give her this. And she give me money to give her this. And I immediately give that money to her to give her this. And now she's all set. And now she ain't got to worry about it no more. She got groceries. She got what she needed. They done been volunteering. They done had a good time. I dropped everyone off. And then by 4 or 5 o'clock, did not try to catch up with my art and my social life. I'd be calling people like I was crazy. Like, oh my God. I done missed all day. Like, hey, what y'all up to? You know, try to pretend like I'm cool. Hey, how's everything going? What y'all doing today? And people be looking like, oh Lord. Because by that time, I probably did sound so crazy, but I'd be wiped out, you know. But I still needed the social life. So I'd be like, well, what y'all doing today? And they'd be like, oh, we having some friends over. Do you want to come by? And I'd be like, yeah. And they may or may not give me the address. But if they did, I'd come by and it'd be fun, right? But that was how I spent a lot of that time. With the older sister. Now, let me get you to the second person. And I lost this person. We lost this person, which I went to the memorial service with that person. But the thing I like about this person was she was so unsuspecting. She was so... This woman was just an interesting person. And this person was just interesting. I would say she was interesting in ways that people... Like, it was still, you still won't know all of how intelligent, how smart she really was. Because... But what I liked about her was she would look you directly in the eye the whole time she... be communicating with you, and that's difficult for me because the way that I think, I'm always I have to look around to gather even my thoughts together. You know what I'm saying? But she would talk to you directly, and I love this about this person. This person was she came into our life at a time when me and her daughter was volunteering for a community service organization that's popular now. And it just so happened that I met her mother. And the first time I met her mother, I clicked with her because she said some stuff right away that was just like some real down to earth stuff, and I was listening. I was like, you know what? I was like, this lady know what she's talking about. You know, and I was just like, she's smart like a mug. Then from that point on, I was always humbled to be in her presence. But one of her first real conversations that we had was different than any other. The one of the first memories that I really had where I knew that people was actually sleep. Period. Oh, who she was when she told me, she said, Cambia, one day we was talking, and I wasn't talking. I had already, like, how you say, you know how friends are. You be talking with their kids. Me and her daughter was on the phone cracking up for like an hour, and then I got the phone, and some kind of way was talking to, because we was cracking up acting silly. We would be watching all these crazy movies, all these movies that was funny, and rehearsing the lines, and we'd be laughing till we get bored. And that was how me and her daughter was. And then when she would get bored, finally she'd be like, I gotta go do something real quick, can't be here, talk to my mom. So I'm talking to her mother. This was a conversation that I knew. This was the first conversation that I had when I knew. Then I was like, people is sleep. On her wisdom. Like, I was like, they sleep on her. First conversation I had with her, where she turned the light on in my head, when she was like, Cam, she said, you see how tall I am? She said, you see me in person. She said, you see how tall I am? And I said, yeah. She said, you know where I work, right? And I know where she was working at the time. She was working in a specific field, in the medical field. And her job, she called her, she was educating me on all of what she go through to be the strong person that she is. She was like, Kevin, you see what I, she said, you know what I do for a living, right? And then she explained to me what she did in the job. And then she said, you see how tall I am? And I was like, yeah, you know how kids are. I was like, you know how young people are. I was like, yeah, I see how tall you are. She said, do you know that you have to be a certain height to do what I do? And I was like, what do you mean by that? I never thought about it, right? We don't. She was like, you know, you gotta be a certain height to do what I do. Or so they thought. Because what she was telling me was, that's not true. So what she was telling me was, until she came along, people thought that you had to be a certain height, and you also had to look a certain way, and you had to be a certain thing to do what she did in her field. And what she was telling me was, that's not true. Because she was like, because you see me. She said, but one thing about it was, she said, where I had to learn humility at, and I love this about her, was when she was telling me that, what she said, she had to learn humility at, was she said, was learning that because of her intelligence and her being excellent at what she knew how to do, some people would be so mad, honestly, that she had that place in that field, respectively. And some people, they honestly just it's one of those things where it's, how did you get here? And I always laugh, and I always think that it wouldn't matter what it was. I always think that, like, well, if the ratio for nice people is this versus this, you probably got and put this nice person there to do this. That's possibly why. I don't know. Maybe, you know? So that's just how I think, but I'll be cracking up. But anyway, she said, you know, the difficulties, she said, it got to a point where people be trying to do all this stuff. They wanted her to wear certain things after a while. because of her height. She said, I had people, they be trying to get me to wear all this stuff, to do all this stuff, to do my job. She said, making the job, trying to make it harder for me. Then it became stand in these or on these for this amount of time while I do the job. And she said, and people would be coming up with all this stuff that they wanted her to do, including it as procedure. And she would be like, to me, I know now that these were the conversations that I needed to have, because what she was saying was, with, some of this stuff works and some of it doesn't. And she said, but either way, I'm about to be retired from this. Because she was going to be retiring anyway from the practice. So she had been doing it for so long, and it was an excellent field. And they was happy to have her, I'm sure. But, you know, the point that I learned with her, what she was saying was that they never saw me coming here to do what I do and to do it and to be the person that I am, period. They never saw it. And to have the staying power to be able to do it. And, but I have respect for, it's a certain dynamic that was in the years when she was allowed to be able to be in those fields and to practice what she was doing. Because there are time periods in history where it's not that people want you to be there for show or to prove a point, but it's time periods in human history where some of these things take place because they have essential value. Historic value. And the minds of the people are so, I would say, together and on the same page that although she was aware of all of these difficulties that was created for her, she couldn't maneuver their misconceptions because of what they did not have knowledge of. And as she would educate them on an aspect of her treatment, they'd be like, oh, I didn't know. And then they just stopped doing that. Right? That was a different time in human history, I realized, is what she was saying. They stopped doing it. So she taught me that, ultimately what she was saying is, you have these things that go on that people think you're qualified for or not qualified for, and you are. You do them. I think even at one point, she was letting her daughter tell me when they was hiring at the hospital. I didn't want to work at the hospital. But I got to a point where other people would be called, but I knew if she was telling me that they was hiring at the hospital, I knew it was a good job. I honestly, for years, didn't want to work at the hospital. I just didn't. I didn't want to watch people be sick, But but she would be like, yeah, you should work at the hospital. And she was phenomenal. And she was phenomenal. But if she had not communicated to me what she did in the medical field at the level that she did it on, because she understood it, she communicated everything to me from a research aspect as to why her job was important, why it was significant for her to be there in and apart for any other people, why it was significant for her to be there at that particular time to practice in her field. And my mind was blown. Like, I was like, oh, snap. She fresh. And she was just like that, because this lady was just like that. Underestimated. I will always say underestimated. But people that knew what the value was, she wasn't underestimated, but I don't think, I always feel like there's still so much worth to humans that never gets talked about, that people don't know how to always talk about it. I remember telling my mother, like, I'm like, she fresh. And the relationship with her mom was different than most people, because me and my mother was so cool that I could be talking to whoever I was talking to. My mother would be right there, and we were so cool with all of the people we was cool with. I let them know, and my mom is right here. Did you want to say hi? We'd be on the speakerphone, probably talking to the same person after a while. Like, I'd be telling my mother, like, do you hear this? Like, do you hear how fresh this story is? Like, how amazing this experience is? And my mother would be like, oh yeah. She would be like, oh yeah, girl. And she would tell her, you to be commended. She said, because I don't got the patience for that. And my mother was wise and discerning for aspects where she didn't have the patience to do some of the things that other women had. They would be going through trials, or they would be going through misconceptions about their abilities. And she would listen to how they would deal with stuff. And if they dealt with it better than her, she would tell them. She'd be like, oh yeah. And I remember distinctly around that time being like, Ma, did you hear what she just said about what she go through just to do that job? I was like, can you imagine a person having to do that just to do their job? And my mother was like, oh yeah. She was like, she better than me. She was like, I would not be doing that. Flat out. Now, my mother was real like that. Like, she give credit where credit is due. Because my mother was one of those people where, after being disrespected or whatever for so long, she didn't have a tolerance for that level of ignorance. She didn't see any value in trying to invest in that level of it. To me, to her, it was not worthy of a second look to invest in the things that were going to be going on. It was not worth the investment of trying to overturn all of some things. But she said, but some people, one thing that my mother was excellent at explaining is, eventually they'll get their cup of tea. You know, eventually they'll get the type of person who is going to show them that. She said it just would, you know, sometimes it's just not you. It'll become, it's in process, but sometimes it just won't be you. You know, and my mother was always saying, she'd be like, she'd look at stuff, and when she'd go through it, she'd be like, it's not gonna be me that's gonna help you. My mother would be looking like, I'm gonna help you do this. And she helped them clarify all of where they was wrong at. And then she dip out. She'd be like, I'll draw this line for you right here. And then I'm gonna go where I'm gonna be treated with some respect. And she would go the other way. And then by the time something else came along, it'd be whatever they was putting out would be there. And then it'd be like, what is this? People would get there and they'd be like, what is this mess at the line? They'd be what is this mess at the line? And my mother would be like, Oh, that was all the mess you was putting up. That's not my mess. That's your mess. You put all that mess out there. That's right there. Yep, that's yours. And my mother would be running the other way, like, I ain't got time for this. And I think that by nature, that's the way we are as women, because we don't see the value in, we're not hardwired to see the value in explaining that aspect about clarification. Like, if something is absolutely just ridiculous, like, it's so ridiculous. It's just so ridiculous. Just go ahead and just make sure that it glow in the dark. You know what I'm saying? Like, if something is just so ridiculous, we just go ahead and look, make sure all that just glow in the dark. Like, look at that mess. And that's it. You know? But then you have other women who, you have other women who are wise, and they do another aspect in the educational process. You know, you may not have wanted to hear or see why you was making that mistake from this person, because you didn't have, and that was one thing with my mother. She'd be like, she was perceptive, like, they ain't got no respect for me. My job is not for them to get no more respect for me than what they have. That's what she was telling me. She was like, that's not my job. She was like, I got respect for myself. That's my job. So she would take that part out of their control. You know what I'm saying? She was like, that's not my job. My job is not for me to figure out how you're going to go and get some respect for me. That's not my job. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to do this. And she would make that junk glow in the dark. She was like, I'm going to go walk right up in here and I'm going to do this. Make that junk glow in the dark and come right back out of there. She was like, that's not my job. Why would I have to teach you how to have some respect for some humans? You don't know how to do that yet? And when you was born on Earth, how? You know what I'm saying? So, in every other encounter that I had with this lady, she was like that. She was doing something that was, I would say, very professional, larger than life, was research-based, had a positive effect on the community. And from my perspective, people still didn't know what they was looking at. It be going over their head. And when I speak to her, I be like, they still don't know what they got yet, do they? And we bust out laughing. That's how I would do a lot of mothers. I'd be cracking up with them because I felt like a lot of people didn't know what they had with my mother. And I would do her like that. You know? It would kind of be like how, you know how when parents do their kids, how parents do their kids when they babies, they tickle their stomach and they bust out laughing. That's how I would do these parents. That's how I would do these mothers in a way with how smart they were. I run up to them and I tickle them with words like, they still don't know what they got yet, do they? And we bust out laughing. And so to me, that was how significant these women were. You know what I'm saying? It was like they were phenomenal and people did not know what they was looking at. They never did. And I'd be like, y'all is crazy. I always felt like people was crazy. I do. I did some odd stuff. I do. I know it. I always felt like some of those people is so amazing. And folks just didn't know how to treat them. I'm like, that is crazy to me. That is crazy. So anyway, and so that's how, and that's what I would tell my mom based on having conversations with some of these amazing these other amazing women, I would tell my mother how much I appreciated how much she was doing for me, how much she did for other people, and how smart she was. Because I was like, I realized that not all these women, not all women do this. Not all women know how. Not saying that they don't want to, but not all women know how. And I realized that in conversation with all of these various women, that these women had learned how because they wanted to. They wanted to know how to do it. How to help. They wanted to know how to do it. So that's why they know how to do it. And they wanted to know how to do it, not to get the pat on the back, but they could tell there was going to come a time where people were going to need it. And it was so right on. It was so right on. You know? Anyway, that the mother, but I will tell you this. The one thing about this other lady that was even more so than other women that I know is she had a nurturing quality for a lot of people. Like, her mothering quality was nurturing for a lot of people across the board. And she knew how to do it. I would say, you know, sometimes people, when they do the observations on it, they wonder if some women should even have that much responsibility. Like, how do you protect a human with that much love, you know, and compassion? How do you protect people like that, you know? And that's where I think it comes down to us who are taught the observation of it, where we have to be responsible for ourselves. And sometimes we can't care about people who don't care enough about themselves, where they or if they so and be in a mix like how they would want us to, because of the value of what we've learned how to do, because we wanted to know how to do it. And that's perplexing for people. But after absorbing that many years, after absorbing 100 years in different variations, different perspectives, different types of women, different backgrounds of women who were doing it, I've discerned that you have to call it for yourself sometimes, you know, and be like, you know, you can't be in a company of people that don't know how to treat you. It's like, you have some times where you be like, oh, well, you know, it's when people who are educated historically show you periods of time when you can go and do stuff safely, they are educating you on when to do, how to do, and what to do, where you will find success. When these same people who also have been given this ability have educated you and you cannot, you humble yourself and you don't go in the midst of people who have proven consistently all the time that they don't know how to treat you. And that's not meanness. Those are facts. And so it becomes for the sake of the other people who know how to treat you, who have value, who have respect, you're allowed to exist and be in existence and to help grow those communities and to help grow and further the advancement of those particular people. It'd be a whole other audience. Right? It's a whole other audience. It's not what, you know, and it's not selfishness. That's safekeeping. That's safekeeping. That's what it is. Anyway, it's early in the a.m. I got some homework I gotta do today, and I'm still tired. I gotta get ready. I gotta start getting ready. but I'm still tired. I'm about to start my day. Y'all have a good day. Bye.